Time ticks on with me easing off, dangling the carrot in front of her face before cruelly snatching it away and forcing more screams from her. Each time Tanya shifts and squirms in her chair, genuine concern splattered all over that pretty blonde's face. But beneath that concern, there lays something else. A hunger, a lust. I notice more than a few times that her uncomfortable squirming on that sofa looked more like writhing on the sofa. Her thighs were clenched shut tightly, her hands closing into fists, then opening into splayed fingers, moving from her knees to her mouth, to her sides, back up. Almost like she didn't know what to do with them. No, that's not right. She was fidgeting like she knew exactly what she wanted to do with them, but she couldn't. She wanted to touch herself so bad, it was actually torture. I began to wonder how often the two of them would play wrestle. How often did she sit at home touching herself to a scene just like this? Maybe a hold just like this. An old Double Trouble video, perhaps, with Francesca Leigh bending Hollywood back in this very same Boston Crab. Or maybe a mutiny video, fingering herself as that delectable French-Canadian sexpot screamed and cried in this very hold. Looking at her now, I bet she's masturbated to every fucking company out there. I know I have. But now, it's happening. Her wife is getting destroyed by one of their idols. And she can't do the one thing that she wants. She can't finger herself because that would be impolite in public. Oh, the delicious irony. We're here, half naked, fondling and humiliating each other, and she still can't bring herself to masturbate. Seeing this internal struggle, I, of course, do what I do best. I push her fucking buttons. What's wrong, Tanya? Not comfortable over there? I coo as I slowly release Lisa's left leg, transitioning into a single-leg Boston Crab and freeing my right arm in the process. I don't think Lisa's feeling too comfortable either. Maybe I can fix that. I grin, my smile sinister and devilish, as my right hand slides down her bent, agonized thigh until it comes to rest on her mound. Slowly, I pull the wet fabric of her panties aside, exposing her to Tanya and Megan. Uh-oh, someone's a little wet down there. And I thought all that screaming meant you weren't having fun. I tease over my shoulder as I slowly slide my finger down her slit, gently pressing into her gorged, sensitive little clit, running down her labia, applying just enough pressure that she squirms and gasps in my hold. Then I bring that hand up to my mouth and I start to suck it. Never once losing eye contact with Tanya. Her jaw drops open as she sits there breathlessly, her hands trembling. As with one sensual move, I dominate the both of them.